Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Au revoir, comment allez-vous, my peoples out here in motherfucking international land? Yeah, what's going on now, man? Shouts out to, let me get some shit popping. If I can't, what the hell is going on with my damn, shit's all phased out. Okay. Alrighty then, what in the hell is going on with my switchboard? Let's see, easily add a toll-free listener number to your host profile to make it free and easy for your audience to call into your show. $25 per 500-minute blocks. What? Shit, bitch, if y'all ain't calling in this goddamn 347 number, I don't give a shit. You better catch it online. Yeah, what the hell is going on right now, though? Okay, then. This is weird. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Got a new little feature around here. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I got to get some French music, too. You know what I'm saying? Get some French music popping off, because today is Let's Learn a Language Tuesday. And comment allez-vous, you know what I'm saying, all my non-French speakers and French speakers out there, you know, that is how are you. And we are learning the language of love all month long, you know what I'm saying. And that's what it is. We went through Macedonian, African, a little bit of Korean, you know what I'm saying. Just give me y'all a brief, you know, I ain't trying to make you fluent, man. I just want you to get a gist of, you know, of how different languages sound, man, because a lot of us out there never even took time to, you know, hear the pronunciation of different people's languages, let alone give it a little review, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing. And today we're getting into part two of, you know, conversational French. And, yeah, man, you know, I'm playing a couple of little toony tunes, and then, of course, we're going to be getting into it, man. And don't forget, this Friday, you know what I'm saying, Michelle K will be live on the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go in on Feature Indie Artist Friday. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time, man. So make sure y'all come through and check that out. I got a new jam by my homeboy Ashwood. I got to find that for y'all real quick. No Sleep. You know what I'm saying? No Sleep Entertainment hit me up. And, yeah, let me make sure. You got a new track called... Absolutely. And make sure, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll make sure I have it downloaded and stuff, so make sure. Yeah, you got a new track called Absolutely. I think I asked Wood, so loot. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing today, you know what I'm saying, playing a couple of little jams, a couple of little songs, wait till a couple, you know, folks pile up in here so we can get our edumacation on. Shouts out to Deb Daly, you know what I'm saying, I hung out with her yesterday on the show, and, you know, all the good people's over there on her show, Denise in Florida, Annette, Be Me, I seen Monarch hanging out, who else was up in yeah, I don't know. We had a host of other people hanging out. Shouts out to all of them. Shouts out to the simulcast. We did a nice simulcast, and that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Simulcast in between shows. And then if you don't know what simulcasting is, you never heard us. It's when we call one show from a live show and we call into another show. I've done that with my homeboy Dre D from www.maximumrealityradio.com. And he's on 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, you know, call in and see what's up with him. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we do. So what I'm finna do, let's go ahead and get into a couple of cuts right here. And, yeah, I'm going to have Kate Wilson back on the show, too, man. I know we didn't have him on the, well, we had some discrepancy, to put it that way. Not going to point no fingers. But he wasn't on the show, so you know we're gonna run that back though. Make sure we get him back on the show, give him his just desserts. You know what I'm saying? And that's what to do. So I'm gonna give y'all the A&R Music Awards down here, 2010 A&R Music Award winners, the official two man army. You know what I'm saying? And new song. You know, well, not really a new song. I just don't play it a lot. This is Show Stop Done. You know what I'm saying? Right here, live. On the Starship Smelly Pride. Let's learn the language Tuesday. Right now, it's your boy Captain Smell So Good. Call in 347-237-5125. We live, near to. Let's go.
Then give me some more. Then let your man know you don't need him no more. Come over here and give me some more. Bend over, touch your toes, bring the thing real low. The way you're swinging the thing is more like a pro. I like the way you walk across the stage in your high heels, doing your thing. Got your boy going crazy in the brain. Make me put down my drink. Damn girl, you doing your thing. The mama bad, she got the whole team watching. The mama bad, I'm like, yeah, this girl show stopping. She hit a pose, bow leg, and then she look back. She winked the eye, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna catch that. She hit the dance floor and start rolling that thing. I'm like, yeah, bro, yeah, must be the drink. She got the drink in her sense, I'm like, that's what's up. The mama throw it up, the mama throw it up. She see me watching from the corner of her eye. Then I slid up on and did her body so right, ayy. And it was on for the rest of the night, okay. Show stop, little mama, show stop. I just drop, drop, drop. I just drop, drop, drop. I make a sweat, I make a sweat, I make a sweat, little mama, make a sweat. Go ahead, girl, drop it to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl, drop it low to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. She turned around and had me hypnotized. I ain't gonna lie, when she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. You man ain't gotta know why. I bring you right back, and I'ma take you to the spot where I chill at, and do your body right, yeah girl, that's a fact, and if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight, and I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe, and you can tell him my name is Young R, baby doing this thing, and I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady. I stepped in the club with a pocket full of sass. Seen Shawty Red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I promise to you, dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rolled, and probably then she really dropped it low. The mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen it in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into Shawty, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let Shawty spend the night. Go ahead, girl. Drop her to the floor, twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead and show stop and make them other hoes mad. Drop, 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 drop. I make a sweat, I make a sweat, I make a sweat, girl. I make a sweat.
Yeah, I gotta mention Official Two Man Army too, man. They got What they got out. They got their new official album cover out, you know what I'm saying, called The Takeover. So if you happen to be down here, man, make sure y'all check that out. Featuring hit songs, Two Man Army Intro, The Concrete, Takeover, I Crank, Get Loose, Showstopper, which I just played, When I'm Gone, Swag, Baby Girl, Hard Life, Lord Give Me a Sign, Ride a Chick, and Hustle Hard. The only thing I got is Concrete, Takeover, Get Loose, and Show Stop Done. So I will be playing them throughout the show so y'all can hear a little bit more info. Anybody want to book these artists, y'all like the sounds, you know what I'm saying, of these young brothers, Please contact Michelle DeFosse at 727-678-3519. Again, that's 727-678-3519. They travel. They go any motherfucking way for the right price. Or you can hit them up and check out videos and more info on them at www.theofficial2manarmy.com or email them at 2.man.army112 at gmail.com. Awarded Best Hip Hop and Indie Artist of the Year, and they got the hottest dance team with the Armored Down Dancers. That's real. And that's Young JR and Young Ron, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big, and that's the official two-man army. Yeah, right here live. So I'm going to get into a couple more cuts, man, because you know we got everybody peeking in. I seen DJ Party Time peeking in for a quick second, popped in and popped out. I mean, he's going to make a couple of phone calls, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, represent. So get into one little cut right here. This is Miss Jotty New. A little sultry cut, you know what I'm saying? It's called Whoa, you know what I'm saying? Right here live. Start your smelling pride. Two more days, baby. Coming up on a 1 year anniversary, man. We going down. That's real into the second season. Y'all better get ready, y'all. Don't forget, you can check out Miss Jotty New live, www.myspace.com/Jotty New, the princess. That's JANUTHEPRINCES, Jotty New, the princess. And yeah, y'all know how we hold it down. Going to switch this thing on up a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because the world is going into a crazy place. But got one brother out there that's looking out for it, man, and trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep everybody unified, keep us together. Vice Grip. Yeah, the income low, but the bills going super motherfucking high, man. Get these motherfuckers down, y'all. Let's go.
The income low, the bills so high. Poor people need help to live a better life. Pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. and I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say, say I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. Say what I feel, ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
Just to what? See what?
Yeah.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on a smile. Let me see them cheeks like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me them shots like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the whip, then we hit the club. Straight to death, all day it's a bud. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottles hug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you, and you down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Just to see what's up.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kick with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. Walking in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
Looking so hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this long, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Pick up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
To touch the minds and hearts, advance with his art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, profit of rage, fighting his life of time between the minds of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hate every phrase? Who writes like he's ending his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, aka Wordsmith, your favorite poet, standing poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the booth so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dope, see, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to the activity, daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies if you think their poems should rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you were the steps of me, now you know who you're fucking with.
Motherfucker, 300 music playing in the background and shit. That's Eric Moore right there, you know what I'm saying, doing a real bid. Just got through with a couple of cuts, you know what I'm saying, Goofy, boom, straight low records on, you know what I'm saying, representing San Jose, California, doing a real big up that way. Mr. John New, you know what I'm saying, of course, my artist, doing a real big. Yeah, you know, I play all kind of music, man. I play poetry, open word, spoken word. Just record straight up poetry, rap, hip hop, slow jams, jazz. You know, I play a little bit of everything. And when I say jazz, and I do mean jazz, I'm going to play a little something for you. This is Miss Rita Shelby, and this is called Sour Citrus. You know what I'm saying? My favorite song is Draw the Line and Cherish the Moment. So I'm going to give y'all something a little new. You know what I'm saying? I'll switch it up on you. All right? And Holding That Hour, the song is my shit. I love all her music. But we will play the Sour Citrus Learning a Language Tuesday. Coming up, y'all, we're going to get into it. French, hey, French, French. Yeah.
Of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus has lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeezing sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze in sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory. The joke's on you.
Rock Waller with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, cause you can lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God could take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, give thanks and I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take it cool. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock Wall on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go. Hey, 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 hey.
feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Yeah, hit from my nigga Ashwood. Don't it feel good? New shit right there, man. No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood putting it down. New hits. Send a new cut to the car. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Got to get that popping in a second. You know what I'm saying? Gonna get that downloaded, uploaded, and all that kind of shit in between. You already know what time it is. Got a couple people hailing me real quick. Let's go ahead, open up these motherfucking phone like get your punk ass out of the way, boy. Get your ass out of the way. There you go, people. All right, we got 81 3 8 1 3 checking in. Hold on, got one more. We got one more. What the hell? This must be goddamn the Spanish Connection up in this motherfucker. Cuban Links, where you at? No goddamn Cuban Links on the line. What the fuck all that?
What's up, DJ Smell? So good.
Man, you calling me from two of the same goddamn numbers, man. You can't be motherfucking at the house and goddamn on remote. So either the goddamn Cuban Links is on the line, looking out for immigration and shit, or something's wrong.
Oh, no, it ain't that.
What the hell's wrong with your phone then? Why the hell you keep calling in 3 or 4 times?
Oh, it's not for that purpose, though. It's just for monitoring purposes only.
Oh, y'all got the excuses, brother. He be recording and re-recording and clip recording and all this other kind of high-tech transformer shit, you know what I'm saying? This is DJ Party Time, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? The goddamn technical sound, man, everything from Wrecking the Game Entertainment Promotions, telemarketing, spamming, everything else in between, blaming on him. Not coming from me. Not coming from me. What's going down, man? What's happening in the hood, bro?
Oh, you know it is. Just sitting around here, just letting a little smoke pass by me real quick, you know. Trying to get myself right.
Know that. Well, motherfucking Immigration's Most Wanted.
Immigration's Most Wanted is out and about.
Oh. Ain't no wrong with that. Caper calling. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened to Ashwood. Call this motherfucker phone, this damn phone off.
Kind of shit is that?
I don't know where he at. So.
Yeah, he also had a special guest wanted to come into the show today. Probably sitting back or debating on how you're going to do it. Mr. DJ Doc D himself. Wanted to check out the Starship Smelly Prize and Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, that nigga need to stop checking it out. Give him a goddamn show.
Oh, don't worry. He already in the process. He already got the information from me. Man, what I got to do to get up on this Blog Talk, man? Set your shit up.
Yeah, because you can do live spinning and shit, live mixing and everything. I just ain't got it plugged in and set up here and do the live mixing. I did it one time through a virtual DJ. And they can hear it, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't comfortable to me. So, you know, but there's a couple of DJ, dude named DJ Shaheem, another DJ host on here. He do live mixes sometimes. Sadie J do live mixes on his late night show sometimes. I think he done did that once or twice. It's possible, you know what I'm saying? It's possible. But it's damn sure time to, you know what I'm saying, get all these DJs to step up, man, and create our own radio networks. You feel me? I mean, because if I got my radio show, he got his show, and we start linking shows, you know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Then, yeah, then people, I mean, it just, you know what I'm saying? They motherfuckers know about it, but then they don't know about it. And if you get old school ass Doc D on some shit like this here, then, yeah, Vince is going to come on in, you know what I'm saying? Because he going to reach that old school element. You know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, me trying to, you know, bring all these young motherfuckers who ain't even got a goddamn email address up to speed on this shit.
And then on top of it right now, I guess the 360 down right now. So I told him, go ahead and hit us up on that Blog Talk. Like I said, it ain't quite as complex.
But Live 360
but it will do,
is
but
bullshit. Live 365 is only good for recording. That's all it's good for, that shit he was doing in the club. But, I mean, you don't have no live audience, no interactive audience. You feel me? Only thing you can do is restream your mixes. You know, that's all it's good for. It ain't no chat rooms. It ain't no call-in numbers. It ain't nothing interactive about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So this is something totally different right here. I mean, so you can't even really compare this to 365 because you got to run this like a real radio station. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, yeah, you can sit up here and just pop a whole bunch of music in and, you know, if that's what you want to do. But, I mean, in order to really motherfucking take advantage of this shit, yeah, man, yeah, I'm telling you, I got contracts coming for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get this shit down on paperwork. Fuck all the other dumb shit, you know. I got Michelle, Two-Man Army's manager. She got a contract. It's an artist and promoter business venture, joint venture contract. You know what I'm saying? So basically, we just need to come up with, you know, how much you gonna motherfucking charge an artist, either in advance or, you know what I'm saying, once they get signed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I want in return. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm gonna spend now. You know, or this is what I have spent now, and then this is what I want in return. You know what I'm saying? Because as I was talking to her, I was like, shit, man, if I add up the receipts on how much I done spent over 8 years on Janu, you know what I'm saying, just on CDs alone, you know what I'm saying, with all her music on it, shit, man, please.
Get a tax break on that, motherfucker.
You know, man, ain't no tax break. I need my motherfucking money back from the artist.
That's what I'm trying to say. You get it back.
So when you get signed, you know what I'm saying, it's all in my motherfucking receipt. Just pay me back for the CDs that I featured you on. You ain't only worry about the labels. Don't worry about the MySpaces. Don't worry about the internet email blasts, SoundClick postings, Reverb Nation postings, not MySpace, fucking YouTube, Daily Motion, iClip. All the, man, 1,000 fucking places that you mentioned on the motherfucking internet. You know what I'm saying? That you wasn't being charged for. So just charge me. Just pay me back for the CDs that I put in. And that'll be straight for me. Damn, please. That's the time it is. I asked DeJuan, you know what I'm saying, did he have a contract with Bonnie? And he was like, no, we just kind of got a business agreement, you know what I'm saying, because he don't want to have a contract with anybody. But, you know, I'm in the same boat. I don't want to manage Janu, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, but we need to have some kind of agreement that when you get to where you want to be and we done helped you get to where you want to be, that you in return, you know what I'm saying, give us our dividend.
That's what's up.
And that's fair as fair, you feel me? Which is the same thing I want to do with the Two-Man Army. Or, you know what I'm saying, anybody else who you sit up there and start putting money behind and start talking about doing shows and all this kind of shit and bringing people in. Well, yeah, man. You know, but we can do that. If I'm under contract with a bitch, hell yeah, I'll go and do some motherfucking shows. I'll get fucking Empire back out again. You know what I'm saying? We'll go ahead and do another big ass show and rock that bitch one more game.
Oh, trust me, nothing. It's all coming.
Yeah,
all
it ain't
coming
nothing
together
to do shows. But, yeah, it ain't nothing to do shows, but you know what I'm saying? It's about doing the shows right. So, I'm going to do the French after the news, everybody. I'm going to do the French after the news. We're going to do French on the back hour. Figure I'm going to switch this up. Did French on the front hour. Play some music, you know what I'm saying? Get into the convo and then, you know what I'm saying, flip it into the news and then flip it into some motherfucking learning, you know what I'm saying? That's how everybody should have woke up and smoked their first blunt, you know what I'm saying? And,
with Timmy!
And do what they do. Yeah, you know, the microwave didn't work either. The motherfucking microwave
kind of
didn't work on the goddamn block. So, it wasn't enough power. I kept tripping the damn breaker, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got 7,300 watts worth of microwave and ain't but 2,800 watts worth of generator. What kind of shit is that?
Hold on a second. Speaking of the devil, or speaking of the angel, I don't know why the hell people say that, speaking of the devil. The motherfucking devil's around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
We got the
Miss Janu has entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Miss Janu, welcome to the show. Let me go ahead and put some.
How you doing, baby?
That damn Picasso won't be
Lord,
mad.
Oh, Lord, there go my baby.
You tell that punk ass nigga I played this goddamn song too. Punk ass nigga don't call into the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Goddamn Picasso ass. Yeah, y'all always want to rush up to a nigga. Talking about play the song. He called into the goddamn show though. It's all good. It's
all good. That's good. It smells good. That's why I do no niggas gonna be on their grind.
Oh, good.
Studio rappers,
what?
All they want
to
do is rap in the studio.
Yeah, know that. What's up, baby? I ain't talking about haters today, though. This ain't about the haters. Fuck them. What's happening with you? What's good?
I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. I'm having a good day. I'm calling the show. I don't know what y'all doing tonight. If you ain't doing nothing, I want y'all to come with me to New Ball. Me and Lil Nova, they want me to host the night. You know, you come hang out with me. I'm going to start y'all the show, dog.
You say you're supposed to be hosting? You must be on a city bus or something. Your shit cutting in and out like a motherfucker. Oh, you at work? Oh, my bad. Just be trying to creep y'all. She got one phone in the hand and the work phone in the other hand and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the grind, though. What? You gonna have to text message the show, shit. Send a text message to the show, you know what I'm saying? Because you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
You're breaking up now? Breaking up.
Yeah, you're in the break room because you're breaking up.
I knew.
Yeah, well, part time on the line, you know what I'm saying? Part time. We're just sitting here, you know, kicking a tea time bobo. As we Southerners say, kicking the bobo, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all don't know who John New is. Let y'all know who John Doe is.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th
and
Shelby
Street in Tampa,
Florida.
Bringing
all the latest hits and old school
gospel
rap slow jam.
Got 10 minutes, y'all. 10 minutes to the motherfucking Nutty News of the day coming up. Don't forget. This Thursday, got the 1 year radio anniversary, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Second season starts right here live on Starship Smelly Pride, you know what I'm saying? Doing some new things for the new season. So y'all better look out for that. Got some comedy hour coming. Be switching up a couple of things, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple of co-hosts. Gonna be go ahead and letting people come through and co-host on the show, you know what I'm saying? Get their radio experience up. That's what my whole second season is gonna be about, getting people in the radio. You know what I'm saying? It's time to say fuck FM and AM radio to the fullest. And let's unite as motherfucking independent online radio hosts and get this goddamn music out there. All right, what time it is. So anybody interested, I'll let you watch. We'll be setting this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Getting it popping, man. And that's the new shit. So, yeah. So you say Club Nouveau tonight. You know what I'm saying? Anybody interested in hanging out? Club Nouveau is down off of 7th Avenue and Franklin Street. And you can go down there and check it out. Some new events going on.
Yeah, right around the corner.
We're probably going to have good weather tonight. I don't know. I'm going to see how it goes.
What you say, smell good?
No, I said we're going to have good weather tonight.
Janu.
What you talking about? What the hell you talking about here in the Nouveau?
I'm my guest, so, I mean, y'all can come when y'all want to, but I gotta have my black ass there at 10:30. Warning. So much fun, I swear.
I was asking, so you say you hosted?
I see 08. 08, 09,
you're a little further down.
Okay. I'm gonna be there at 10:30. I already told the promoter that I'm bringing some people with me, so y'all can come when y'all want, but I'll beat y'all there.
Okay.
No, right. I'm suspect, but okay.
Y'all saying you are you performing or are you hosting?
I'm hosting. I'm the new host.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm just hosting.
All right.
Guess Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be in the house tonight. Club Nouveau.
Yeah, not tonight, Friday.
Oh, my bad, Friday. We'll be pulling up in our Starship Smelly Prize. We got you, baby. We'll be pulling up in our Starship Smelly Prize, you know, VIP.
You gotta go and get the car looking like a spaceship, man. Shit, you know what I mean? Gotta take this thing all the way full circle. Get this bitch right, you know what I mean?
Trail.
See what other needs to get on in the background. Here we got it's my homeboy Cream Don in the background, you know what I'm saying? Out of New York, all this going down in the background, you know. So John, what you on break right now or something?
No, I'm speaking on the phone and shit to show some love.
Oh,
that's what's up.
No, that's how we do, wrecking the game.
No, working. These people brand new car and I'm on the cell phone.
Nothing wrong with that. You be safe, girl. You be safe. You don't want to be on the job getting no motherfucking ticket on the goddamn cell phone on the job.
I'm okay.
Huh?
You got a parking ticket in the parking lot.
By talking on the cell phone. And you get a cell phone ticket in the parking lot for just driving around in circles and shit. You know what I mean? Hey, man, we seen you do a 360, and yeah, you were talking on the phone the whole time. But we're gonna have to pull you over.
Could I first crank up the car first?
You know that parking lot security trying to make a citizen's ticket and shit.
Parking lot.
I ain't no real police officer, but you know. I'm writing a citizen's ticket. I see you on the phone. It's all good. But hey, people, y'all already know what time it is. I got to get into some real music up in this motherfucking mic. 5 minutes until another news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Coming right back. Let's learn a language Tuesday. Then we're going to get into some French after the news, man. Don't forget, you're learning French after the news. Did somebody say uh-oh? All right, let's go ahead and pass some reefer around. How about that?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Going down. Shouts out to Jet Set up in Hollywood, California. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Got a new store he just opened up. You know, check him out. Right down Crenshaw Avenue, Hollywood Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here. Shouts out to Smelly Pride Worldwide, DFT. It's the nutty news of the day coming up after this.
As I puff her past, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gun in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her past and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen and with a puff of the dro, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yeah.
With a fresh roll blunt and bloodshot eyes, but that's no surprise.
So
we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, don't pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Baby. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the greenest. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octoballs, or you can roll it in Phillies. You can roll it in White Owls, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt.
Yeah, it's that 2005, goddammit. It's old song, but I'm still smoking. Yeah, 1 minute, 1 minute. Y'all know what time it is, y'all. Yeah. Gotta take this thing on to another level. Time for the nutty news of the day, people. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, off-the-wall, crazy, nutty news. And I bring it to you here first, straight out of 813 Tampa Bay, Florida, Hillsborough County, 813-8. Y'all already know, Trace Spoke. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big, don't you know? And, yeah, for the next few minutes, man, I'm going to take y'all on a trip. You know what I'm saying? And I bring a real mushroom-type trip. So go ahead. Smoke it, toke it, do what you got to do. So we finna get into the nutty news. Oh. All right, it's business time, people. Let me go ahead and beam everybody back up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? If y'all like to make any commentos, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we're finna get into this news. Give y'all some, y'all ain't never heard. And I mean, ain't never heard before.
Oh, to back it up in front.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Get all the clips. Got Miss John New at work, hard at work, you know what I'm saying? You can check Miss John New out at www.myspace.com/JohnNewPrinces. Or www.myspace.com/DragBoysPrinces. That's DragBoyz. And, yeah, you can check out the place to be. You know what I'm saying? And doing it real big like that. Let me go ahead and get my old bubbly music going on so we can get off into this thing. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we going. Do it. Yeah. This is what I always believed anyways, y'all. Starting off the news. Correct, you know what I'm saying? Because it didn't anybody know that you drink beer for better bones. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I drink a natural ice every day. You know what I'm saying? A new study suggests that drinking beer may help build better bones thanks to its high silicone content. According to the National Institutes of Health, dietary silicone in the soluble form of orthosilicic acid, OSA, may be important for the growth and development of bone and connective tissue and help reduce the risk of bone thinning disease, osteoporosis. That's what I'm talking about. Drink up, damn it. I can drink it up. Yeah. Going over here to Aruba. Anybody ever been to Aruba? Yeah, you have, because you heard it in the songs. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh. Yeah, what the fuck up. But, yeah. Man says he dumped Natalie Holloway's body in a swamp. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he is, but a Dutch man once considered a suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway has told a television station he dumped her body in a swamp. Aruba's chief prosecutor told CNN. However, Jeroen van der Sloot's claims to Dutch station RTL5 are unbelievable, prosecutor Peter Blanken said. Well, probably because there ain't no swamps around that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't on me. The fuck ever. Going over here to D.C., people. Washington, to be exact. Where another Metro driver, yep, is fired for texting while driving. How the fuck is it? Is y'all tripping? Y'all, you ever tried texting while driving? See how many motherfuckers we can get right here live. You ever tried texting by driving part of time? Oh, you trying to text right now, huh? Motherfucker, get your ass off the phone and stop texting me. Yeah, well, it's happened again, people. A rider photographed a Metro bus driver texting while behind the wheel. A board member encourages Metro riders to keep an eye on train and bus drivers to make sure they are following the rules. You motherfucking right. The fuck you texting while you motherfucking driving this big-ass motherfucking bus around? You don't fucking pay attention. Stop is going on. Hey, what's going on? Man, it's going over here to Charleston, man. South Cackalacka. Yeah, we're a fun cruise turns into 350 sick people aboard. Yeah. A cruise line says about 350 people are responding well to medicine after getting sick on a cruise to the Caribbean, to the Caribbean, that departed from South Carolina. The passengers were complaining of upset stomachs, vomiting, and diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha, diarrhea. Ain't no Pepto on that motherfucker? Oh.
No.
Guess not. All right, let's keep this thing moving, people. Let's go ahead and get a little crump, though. Let's get some crump music in the background. How about that? And this is, let's get into some Crime City. This is motherfucking Crime City in the background. Look, mother... No, am I going to play that? Yeah, let's go on and get down. Miss Crail, get a little nasty on y'all. Look, motherfuckers, no hands. It's called a handstand. You know what I'm saying? And we're still in D.C. because Senator wants Al Gore to testify about global warming scam. I do, too. I think all you fuck-ass crackers done got up there with that old bullshit-ass fucking lie, a.k.a. fucking hoax, a.k.a. kiss my motherfucking black ass, you lying motherfucker. Yeah. Senator James Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, today asked the Obama administration to investigate what he called the greatest scientific scandal of our generation. The actions of climate scientists revealed by the ClimateGate files and the subsequent admissions by the editors of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, Fourth Assessment Report. And, yeah, he also called for former Vice President Al Gore to be called back to the motherfucking Senate to testify. Because he was the head over that old motherfucking fluke-ass scam that y'all motherfucking unmilked billions of goddamn dollars out of. Man, what the fuck ever, man? I bet you know what y'all doing. What the hell ever? Some bullshit. Shout out to Canada off in the building. Miss Laugh a Lot. Let's go ahead and do a little exercise, y'all. Laugh to the left. Laugh to the right. Laugh forward. All right. Oh, my bad. Hey, y'all. Y'all check out Miss Laugh a Lot 9 a.m. in the morning, though. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all laugh on, man. You know, teach y'all. She's a laughologist, a laugh yoga guru. One of them. She all that. Put it that way. She make you laugh. So y'all holler at her. Let's take it on over here to Covington. I don't know where that's at, but that's where we at. Yeah. Because a psychiatrist is held in stabbing of a woman. I guess she couldn't take what he was saying and didn't want to pay. I don't know, but let's see. Psychiatrist has been charged with stabbing a woman at his Covington office. Covington police responded to the third floor of 12 West Pike Street for a report of an assault with injuries. They found Misty Luke, 32, in the doorway with stab wounds to her chest. And this guy looks like Kenny Rogers is the suspect. Yeah. That's what time it is. Hold on, let me go ahead and beam one more mofo up in there real quick. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, walk on over here real quick. Excuse me, y'all. Walk on over here real quick. Beam another mother. Get on up in here. Dave City is up in this motherfucker. Crime City Records is up in this bitch. Look, motherfucker, no hands. I can drive my starship. Oh, I don't know what else after that. What's happening?
What up with you, bro?
Crime City Records is in the motherfucking building. Perform live in front of goddamn Def Jam and Universal Records?
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. WB. If you see the police... Warner Brothers, you know what I'm saying? That's motherfucking right. Shit. It's Warner Brothers. What do it don't do, my brother? Crute to you. Queen my dog.
Everything good, man. Trying to keep this shit moving.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what time it is.
And I took over upper level on Friday night, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know damn Roosevelt had a studio or had a little company or whatever that he signed an artist or whatever.
Yeah, on Bush. Over there on Bush.
You been to it?
Yeah, I've been to it. I done recorded something over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with Public Mouth.
Who is Sound Man over there? He just got the studio and you come in and do whatever you want to do?
No, he got a dude. I don't know. I forgot his name. Some cat. I don't know. But, you know, my sound. You know how my sound. So, and his sound is like a R&B type feel. You know what I'm saying? Like an R&B type feel. So it ain't really. It ain't my level. Like that. You know. So I just record. You know, recorded one verse. I'm gonna do with it.
All right, well, check this out, man. Let me get through with it so we can get to some motherfucking French up in here. You know what I'm saying? Because today is Let's Learn the Language Tuesday. And we is learning some French. You speak French, brother? You probably be
Francais? I eat French toast, nigga.
Oui, 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 oui. Niggas, I eat French toast. You got there. I eat French fries. I eat French fries, motherfucker.
How the hell they eat French fries and they from Idaho?
You feel me? We have to get into that.
And I'll put a wee wee in a bitch quick.
Hey.
Say it up.
Hey, y'all wildin', man. Hey, let's check this out, man. We over here in Villers-Platte, Louisiana. Well, I ain't never heard of that, but that's where the hell we at. Yeah, and this chick looked like the Puerto Rican version of Don King and shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Damn. A woman is jailed for trading two children for a bird. Damn. Hey, she ain't even gonna eat the motherfucker.
He was whopping.
Yeah, hey. A 52-year-old Louisiana woman, Donna Greenwell, has pleaded guilty to two counts of sale of a minor for trading two. I didn't know that was a charge. All right, they actually got a charge for sale of a goddamn minor. Like, bitches do this on the regular and shit. You know what I mean? Oh, let me get four of them 4-year-olds over there, man. Yeah, I got some projects I need to get done and shit. The hell? All right. For trading two children to a couple who should be charged just as fucking well, stupid motherfucker. Oh, okay, my bad. I'm reading ahead, y'all. to a couple in exchange for an exotic pet bird and $175. The couple, Paul James Romero and Brandy Romero, each pleaded guilty to the same charges in October. Oh, I was finna say, you. I'm gonna have to keep all them words silent. You know what I'm saying? Because, boy, it was a whole slew of them about to come out just then. Matter of fact, hold on. I ain't going to say them. I don't let my own boy say them. Chevy, man, you go ahead and talk for me real quick. I got to let, because, yeah, I try to keep my words down, you know what I'm saying, on the show. So I always let my celebrity sponsors speak for me. You know what I'm saying? Chevy Chase, please talk to that.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And we're back to the music. All right. Thank you for clearing that up for me. I wanted to say all that. Just couldn't say it. Let's go on over here to Bushland. We're January 14th, 3009, people. Make sure y'all meet me in front of the Bush compound where I have three semi-truck loads of patented leather shoes. Same ones that the Arabian dude that threw him at his dumb ass when he went over there and tried to sneak into his goddamn press conference. I'll be having those. Yeah, I'll be having a whole truckload of those motherfuckers, man. We all going to meet in front of the compound. We just going to slang shoes at the motherfucking stroke of midnight, goddammit. And hopefully his old dumb ass will come outside and get hit in the head with one of them motherfuckers. January 14th, 3009. Make sure you be there. Meet me there. All right. Let's go on over here to Houston, Texas, though, where Snakehead. You ever had Snakehead? Anybody had Snakehead before?
No Snakehead. Smoking head? Yeah, no Snakehead.
Yeah. Snakehead. Yeah, well, I had Snakehead because she was like, work at that thing, girl. Work at it. Oh, I'm sorry. Snakehead and frozen green beans.
Damn.
Wow. Ernestine Jameson says she opened the bag of picked sweet frozen cut green beans to find what she first thought was a rock. But upon further review, the Jameson family concluded the green and black frozen object nestled in their dinner was a severed snake head. What the fuck? No, I wouldn't be shopping there no more. That grocery store just got banned. Damn. She's French. Oh, yeah? She don't speak. Oh, okay.
Oui?
Yeah, Miss Laugh-A-Lot is from Canada. She speaks French. Well, she's French, but she don't speak French. Alrighty then. Going over here to Britain, man. Fuck. Half of 6-year-old girls want to be thinner. What the fuck do y'all get these damn studies from, man? And we in a goddamn deficit with the world. Wonder why? Spending all this goddamn money on bullshit. All right, we in Britain. Half the 6-year-olds asked to pick their ideal body shape from a range of digitally altered images of themselves, chose one that was 3 sizes smaller than the real image, the slimmest option they could choose. Many of the girls questioned in the study by Cambridge University said they thought being skinnier would make them more popular. Yeah, and you'll be the first one to get fucked and pregnant, and there you go. Big girls always
swung on and not that and not the fuck out.
You know, by the big girl, you know what I'm saying, who got the best head, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ow. This motherfucker no hands. Oh, my man. My man. Go all over here to Washington, goddammit. Shit. Where a woman's his Lexus suddenly sped up to 100. Yeah, imagine that. That when that motherfucking powder kicked in, goddammit. Suddenly sped up to 100 miles per hour. Yeah, Rhonda Smith's story of 6 miles of interstate terror as her Lexus suddenly zoomed to 100 miles per hour will set the mood for the first congressional hearing on Toyota's acceleration. God damn, Toyota. Then her Toyota made car miraculously slowed down before she crashed.
Yeah.
Imagine the fuck that.
Take your foot off the gas, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Where was your foot at, ma'am? That's what I'm saying. Where was your foot at?
It was in the ashtray.
Crazy-ass bitch. Yeah, bitch. Oh, man, bitch. What the fuck? You driving with your feet and shit, bitch? You got 1 foot on the steering wheel, the other one on the goddamn on the goddamn accelerator and shit. What the fuck you doing, bitch? Crazy-ass. All righty, then. Let's go over here to T-Hassie, y'all. T-Hassie, flow weed, duh. Tallahassee. Where python hunting season starts next month. Y'all ready? We finna go and, you know, sow our white royal oats. We finna go hang out with the white folks, you know what I'm saying? Go python hunting. I ain't never did no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did no shit like that and never will. No, fuck wrong with y'all. State wildlife officials have created a special python hunting season to try to stop the spread of the non-native snakes that you stupid motherfuckers bring over here as pets and all that bullshit, can't handle them, and then let the motherfuckers go into the toilet in the goddamn ditches. Oh, sorry. Of the non-native snakes throughout the Everglades. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says anyone with a hunting license who pays a $26 permit fee can kill the reptiles from March 8th to April 17th on state-managed lands around the Everglades in South Florida. That's going to be some good hunting. Some good meat, boy. You ain't never had python meat. Anybody? You motherfuckers ain't country. Where the fuck y'all from? Y'all must be from New York City. New York City. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Goofy Bone, 186 Point Deuce, up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out straight out of California. Santa hoes say a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, as long as they hollering at me, they can say whatever the fuck they want. Let's go over here to Canada, man. Shout out to Miss Lapfly. Just left up out here. But Canadian nuke scientist vanishes. Huh. Wonder why. A Canadian nuclear scientist who has not been seen for more than a month has simply vanished, leaving absolutely no trace at all, police say. Lachlan Cranswick, whatever the hell, 41, a physicist from the Chalk River Laboratories nuclear facility in Ottawa, was last seen on January 18th when he left his job and boarded a bus to Deep River, which that's probably where he at the bottom of. My bad. His hometown along the Ottawa River, where he's probably at, with a population of roughly 4,300 people. Well, hey, brother, we don't need you nukes around anyways, you freaking nukes, freaking nuclear scientists. That's what I call you, freaking nukes. Oh. All right. We're going to get 10 minutes of more heat, man. We got 10 minutes of more heat, then we're going to get into some goddamn language learning, man. Everybody excited? Is y'all ready, man? Is y'all ready to learn language? I don't think y'all motherfuckers ready to apologize for stay up in this motherfucker.
Sitting there.
Who? What? Who sitting next to me sitting where next to who? Oh, I'm going to guess I'm listening to somebody's conversation. My bad.
Who did that?
My bad.
He's
Oh, that's Crime City. Oh.
Yeah, what are them?
Oh, no, I thought you was beating up your baby mama in the background. My bad.
Nah.
I was fucking with you. We ain't got baby mamas around here. We got women.
You got to pay for that.
But Puppet Master, you know, say his baby mama broke, you know. All right, we're going to go over here to London, y'all. Did anybody know that aliens are among us? Give people a chance to ponder on that one right there. All right. The British Queen's astronomer says extraterrestrial aliens could be staring us in the face in the form of white people. I mean, in the form we are simply unable to recognize white people. Right? Martin Rees, president of the Royal Society Science Group and astronomer to Queen Elizabeth II, said that humans might not be able to recognize aliens even if they were looking right at them. Okay. That just motherfucking solved it all, people. Wow. They just wrapped up a whole fucking study in one dumbass line. The hell going on? That ain't make no fucking sense. Going over here to goddamn Pennsylvania, though. Frozen fetuses. Yeah. Are found in doctor's office. And I'm going to tell y'all something about that, too. Y'all hold on one second. Now, you can motherfucking research this. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just listen to what the fuck I'm finna say before I read this article. Right here in Tampa, Florida, motherfuckers, an ex-Tampa General Hospital worker, friend of a friend of a friend, you know what I'm saying? That's how I got this story. Said that he went into a restricted area one day, you know, well, not really restricted, but restricted the most, to throw out some hazardous waste. He said when he went into the motherfucking back of the hospital to an area where, you know what I'm saying, there's certain restricted shit supposed to go, and he went to go throw the motherfucking hazardous waste into the trash can, he found the trash cans of babies, unborn fetuses, in the motherfucking trash can with their backs cut out. All right, now let me read this story. That's in Tampa, Florida. All right, we're in Pennsylvania, where frozen fetuses are found in doctor's offices. Philadelphia and federal authorities raided a doctor's office after a woman died during an abortion and made a shocking discovery. More than two dozen frozen fetuses. Investigators recovered more than two dozen fetuses stored in a freezer, some dating back 30 years. God damn. And what they doing is they trying to harness the melanin out the skin, out of the back. You got a melanin sac at the bottom of your back. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get all your pigmentation and all the other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? White folks don't produce that. People of color produce that. Some produce more than others. Black folks, we just produce a whole goddamn lot of it. Which is, that's why we don't have to wear suntan lotion and all that. Melanin is your skin protection. White folks don't produce that, so what they trying to do is be so fucking diabolical and Frankensteinish and trying to extract the goddamn melanin and harness the shit to, you know what I'm saying, produce something to, you know, strengthen their motherfucking color and their skin and shit. To make, you know what I'm saying, black. Basically want to be black. Basically trying to make themselves black. You might as well say that, you know what I'm saying, in the end. Yeah, so that's some actual real shit right there. You know what I'm saying? It sounds sicker than a motherfucker because it's past is, but that is some real true ass nasty motherfucking shit the bitches is doing. So you better watch yourself, man. You're gonna start seeing a lot of more home pregnancies start happening, Because, yeah, man, one out of every four women that go into the hospital don't come out with their motherfucking baby. And they're stealing babies in the motherfucking hospitals, and that's the reason why. All right, let's go on over here to Washington, D.C., y'all.
God damn. They had to wait till I get at 13 to start stealing babies?
Man, shit. They, bruh, they
hey,
it's been doing that. You
yep,
see,
that's partly black.
Wait a minute, how old are you?
I said they had to wait till I get that 13, baby, for them motherfuckers to start killing them.
Oh, at 13 babies. God damn, nigga. Oh, I'm fucking.
I got the motherfucking basketball team with the cheerleaders.
Hell no. Nah, they didn't want to, you know, affect motherfuckers like that. You know what I'm saying? But they had to slow some shit down however they could, I guess. So.
Smelly, you think that's funny? They found out that Cleopatra was partly black. She was African American.
Yeah, no, partly. How the hell you partly black? You can only be partly white. They can't be part nothing else. No, fuck you. You can't be part nothing else. Your ass is black. There ain't no motherfucker. If you black, you ain't part nothing else but goddamn black. You might be part something else. That might be part of you,
that
you know what I mean?
But
no, man, everybody's part black. Shit, ain't no other. Everybody is part black. Everybody got black in them. Ain't no part nothing else. We ain't no other reverse. Period. We are just that black. Everybody else is part black. Goofy Bone is part black. He is Mexican, but he is part black.
That's my jam. Black skin. That's what I'm using when the police pull me. I'm part black.
I'm part black. I'm Obama black. He's that motherfucker. I'm Obama black.
I'm Tiger Woods black, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Hey, we need to make us some shirts. One on the front say, I'm Obama. Please don't arrest me. I'm Obama black. And then the other one say, Dan's got to have something with the white girls, you know what I'm saying? Gotta love them white girls.
I'm Tiger,
gotta have a picture of Tiger Woods on the back, you know what I'm saying? Gotta love them white girls. No, fucking with them white girls, you know what I'm saying? Got a picture of Tiger on the back of that bitch looking sicker than a motherfucker. That's all that bitch been looking now. This is dumb ass got fucked up. Anyway, crazy.
Cram Lewinsky.
I'm Osama Cram Lot.
Well,
and the crime city Taliban.
Osama Cram Lot. Yeah, no.
The crime city Taliban.
Yeah, that's what's
fucking
up.
Lot. I'm riding there, goddamn it, shit. I'm riding on the back of the Toyota truck with you, goddamn it.
That's
looking crazy. That's
looking
crazy.
With the back cut off.
You feel me? Nah, hell, we supplying the enemy with goddamn American-made cars, trucks, and weaponry, and then wonder how the hell they kicking our ass. All right, we back in Washington, man. Well, Brown helps Democrats break GOP filibuster. I'm getting so sick of the government, man. The election of Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts, Republican, energized Republicans as it ensured that he would give them a critical 41st vote to help them block Democrats and filibuster key legislation. So on the second vote of his Senate career, Brown promptly voted to help Democrats cut off a Republican filibuster of a $15 billion jobs bill engineered by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Damn, dog, you done helped the Democrats. I thought you was supposed to help your people, but I guess they pretty mad that they done voted your dumb ass in and shit. Hell no, they thought they had a swing vote. He done swung his nuts the other way on y'all ass. Fuck y'all. Obama! You must have had some black pussy. That's what it is. Obama done sent sunshine down to his ass. You know what I'm saying? Honey, I love you, but I ain't coming home. Swing vote, swing vote. Sunshine, we need this vote now. All right, girl, you're going to have to go down there and work your magic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. I know a girl in the hospital for getting a pinky toe shot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Quick going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? He going to apologize. All right, y'all. We in motherfucking Pennsylvania, man. Nickel mines. I ain't never heard of that one. Hell, I ain't never heard about nothing in Pennsylvania anyway. So. Nickel mines. Yeah, where Amish businessman sets up surveillance system. Wow. Now, you know the Amish people, they ain't about no technology at all now. No radios, TVs, you know what I'm saying? Nothing of the other of the technological world. That's what they whole religion is supposed to be about, old world. So this is why this is such a shock. But an Amish businessman fed up with repeated burglaries at his Lancaster County store set up a video surveillance system and captured an image of the suspected thief. Amish tradition forbids taking photos of themselves, but some Amish business owners told News 8 that they have no problem taking someone else's picture, especially if it helps catch a crook. Oh, okay. I feel you on that. They just can't take pictures of themselves. Wow. Never known that. I thought they just wasn't of the technological age, still riding on horse carriages and shit. And they just got into the bicycle age. You know what I'm saying? Just start riding around on bicycles and shit. So, that's crazy. All right, well, we're finna read the last one, y'all. And this is gonna do it. Pediatrician is indicted on 400 criminal counts. God damn. I don't even see how you get that many charges. This motherfucker done got them. And down of a Delaware, y'all, to wrap it up. A Delaware grand jury returned a sweeping indictment Monday against a pediatrician accused of serial child molestation. Yeah, the indictment returned by a Sussex County grand jury charges Dr. Earl Bradley of Lewis with more than 400 counts of criminal conduct. Damn. Bradley videotaped some of the attacks with which he is charged, some of which occurred in exam rooms decorated with Disney themes. God damn. Ain't that a bitch? Well, I got this will be the last one. Yeah. Cause this is too funny for me. MIA people, good old jump on the dick, Florida. Yeah, Miami, Florida. So I tricked that all y'all down there. Marijuana use by old people goes up. That's what I'm talking about. Shit, I thought it was already at a sky high, and I mean high. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The number of people aged 50 and older reporting marijuana use in the prior year went up from 1.9% to 2.9% from 2002 to 2008, according to surveys from the Substance of how the hell that's an abuse? That's not an abuse. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The rise was most dramatic among 55 to 59-year-olds whose reported marijuana use more than tripled from 1.6% in 2002 to 5.1% because the motherfuckers done figured out all that goddamn medication y'all giving me ain't doing nothing but the same goddamn shit this medication can do. Sedate my ass. Shit. Gotta do it for your motherfucking Nutty News, sponsored in part by Nutty News Today. .com for all your wild, crazy, off-the-wall, motherfucking nutty news.
Yay!
That's real. And always remember, man, don't believe what the fuck I say. You know what I'm saying? Go read it for your motherfucking self. Thank you. 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 That's enough, motherfucker. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough, motherfucker. Motherfucker, shit. Sorry, people, I had to pull the pistol out, motherfucker. They disrespecting this show. All right, let's get on back into some more real shit here. We got a Poly Roof on safe for a couple of minutes up in this motherfucker. Where my music at, man? Goober Bone, call on in, man. You know it's time for you to fuck up the language, man, alongside everybody else. You know, y'all ain't never heard a motherfucking Mexican talk French, nor have you talk a Tampa person talk French. So, fuck it. We all gonna goddamn sound fucked up together. Here we go, people. Get this old funky jazz in the motherfucking background. Go. And if you want to learn a language, man, go to www.byki.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your jazz motherfucking, I don't mean jazz. I'm sitting there looking at jazz. For all your motherfucking language learning needs, man, it's www.byki. B as in boy, Y as in you, K as in kick ass, and I as in I, goddammit. And, yeah, go on over there and get your goddamn learn on. A to Z, from African to Zulu and everything in between, if you know what I mean. It's free. Don't go over there paying for no damn Rosetta Stone and all the other bullshit they keep advertising on TV. Turn the fucking TV off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how we're going to do. So, give y'all the first phrase, man, and y'all just repeat it. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Let's all get a good fucking laugh on. At everybody's fucked up pronunciation of somebody else's language. Best way to learn, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to turn this music off. Y'all can get your laugh on. This shit here is funny, boy. It's probably going to be the funniest part of the show. All right, here we go. Yeah. All right, are y'all ready? Are you ready? Oh, man, it's motherfucking punked out. Ain't this some shit? That damn crying city on punked out, boy. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Uh-oh, wait a minute. It's goddamn part-time punking out. Where my gun is at? Damn it. I'm fucking shit out. Everybody just running out like some motherfucking shit. Yeah. I don't want to learn language. I don't want to learn. No. I'm scared to learn a language. It's all good. It's all good. Let's go ahead and get into this, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug.
Thank you, bro.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, bro.
Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah. I'm about to run this record, French.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. First word is I am American. And this is spoken by a male. And you say,
je suis américain.
Part time, you be the first to say that, brother. You go ahead. You ready?
Je suis américain.
Okay, you hear that?
Je suis américain.
God damn it. All right, hold on. Thought part time was there. All right, see if somebody else want to come through and hail and do everything. All
hey,
right.
Yo, what's up? I want to try this thing.
Got one at 6 point deuce. The Mexican French black man up in the building. It's going down.
I ain't Mexican. Oh, I'm Mexican, but I mean, I ain't French nor black.
Yeah, you is, bro. Thank you. All
man,
right.
Just because you beat me, don't say I'm things. Because people
right.
are really good to think
thank
that
bro.
Shit. You know
well,
what I mean?
When they see the profile and they see a Mexican face with black hair, speaking French, God damn it, you go.
All right, check this out. What was it? I'm American?
I don't know, man. This shit got me all fucked up. Shit. I'll let you try it first. Here we go.
Say that again?
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain. Je suis américain.
Je suis.
Je suis américain.
Je suis.
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain.
Je suis américain. Je suis américain.
Because I was cheating before the show, and I still couldn't motherfucking... twist my goddamn mouth to be all that's just something sound retarded, like, you know what I mean? Like,
just deep there, dude.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? The hell is wrong with you, dog? If a bitch,
I mean?
If a motherfucker talked to me like that, I would think something was wrong with him.
Just
like, what did you just say? Je suis American. Do I squeeze an American?
Je suis American. Je suis American.
I am American. J E S E S U I S. J E space S U I S space A M E R I C A I N. Je suis American.
Je suis American.
How about parlez-vous anglais?
Look at this old motherfucking iPhone app shit. I'm American. Put it, I'm American there.
There is no I'm American.
Oh, they only got what, basic greetings?
They only got basic greetings.
No. Well, shit, look up WBYKI. Don't your shit got internet on that super duper souped up phone?
Yeah, but this is an app that is more easier for me.
Oh. This is an app.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck an app is.
Go ahead, tell me.
I don't know what the hell an app is.
Je suis American.
I'm an app. God damn it.
Je suis American.
Je suis American.
Je suis American.
Because the J-E is always like Jew anyway. I already know that. Jew, Jew.
Je suis American.
Okay, then the S-U-I-S, Suisse, Suisse, Jew, Suisse, Jew, Suisse, American. Is that all right?
Je suis American.
Je suis American.
Je suis American.
Ooh, who's Maria B?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at them. I got hoes loving me worldwide. You know what I mean?
The f*** you looking at if it ain't French, man? If it ain't French, what the f*** is you looking at, bro?
Oh,
hey, you
I'm,
know
on
that,
I'm on this new thing called Yelp. I met a lot of chicks on here because they like the place. Yeah, Yelp. Check that shit out. It's like it tells you where the best restaurants to go, and there's like comments, and then like you could like say, hey, you want to go back to this restaurant with me? And then boom, hoo ha, there you go. Wham bam, thank you, ma'am. See you later. You know what I mean?
Okay.
See you morning.
Meet me at dinner. Hmm. That's creative. And moving on.
Je suis American.
Je suis American. That's for females. That's only for the females, though. For all the ladies out there. It's je suis American. You put the E on the end of it.
Je suis American.
That's fucked up. It's two different languages.
Je suis American.
Why you say that?
Well, because you're saying it one way for a girl, and then the guy says it one way. I mean, that kind of sounds weird. Well, I don't know.
Well, no, because, I mean, even in Spanish, you know, you got your I and your O. Your masculine and your feminine form.
I don't know speak Spanish.
No, I'm just saying. Like, como esta, and then como esto, or what, something like that. I know you flip up the language. From the feminine, feminine is O. I mean, feminine is I, and masculine is O.
Okay,
they just flipping it up the same way. Just put the E on the end of it.
I'm sorry, man. Don't worry about me.
American.
Motherfucker, I didn't make the goddamn language. This shit fucked up to me, too. Shit,
je suis American.
I'm just trying to identify with a motherfucker talking about, hey, je suis American. No, motherfucker, I'm American. You French. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Damn, he said that shit fast. I thought I had it slowed down. That bitch is still fast.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
All right, there you go.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment
vous appelez-vous?
Comment
vous appelez-vous?
Comment
vous appelez-vous?
I play.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
I play.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
I play vous.
Comment vous appelez-vous? Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment moose? I play vous.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment
vous appelez-vous?
Comment moose?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment moose? I play vous.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
How the fuck you got voo the same fucking time and shit? C-O-M-M-E-N-T space, V-O-U-S space, A-P-P-E-L-E-Z, hyphen V-O-U-S, question mark. And you got voo in that motherfucker twice, and you don't say the shit voo voo. You don't hear voo voo.
Come on, who's that play voo?
You say it one time. Oh, this shit's fucked up.
Hey, brother, you just got to take it as you got to take it. This ain't our language.
Yeah. I thought this was the language of love. Y'all just love to sound fucked up.
Hey, but how is that the language of love? I don't understand. Because the Eiffel Tower? French fries?
No, it's just the way that, well, it's the way that they ooze the eyes. You know what I'm saying? How they accentuate their little letters. Yeah,
like,
you know, all the from the Pepe Le Pew back in the day. You know what I'm saying? More than me, you know I love you. Oh.
Shit, that sounds stupid right now, man. I guess.
Motherfucker, Pepe Le Pew back in the day.
Tell me to talk Pepe Le Pew to her, I'm going to fucking fart in her face. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Shit.
I do the biggie smalls, that shit on you. Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shit.
All right, so this is what is your name? What is your name?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
With a drunk.
Who that?
DJ.
Hide out all the time. Cause that motherfucker, man.
Is that potty time?
Yeah, been hiding the fuck out, dodging the languages and shit. You know what I'm saying? Scared to embarrass himself live on the goddamn.
Is that my homeboy potty time?
Case. You know, we only
know. Hell, I'm scared to embarrass myself. Shit, I can't even understand what you're saying and it slowed.
No. All right, cool.
Badu babilu.
Like a drunk motherfucker.
You feel me? I think you got to, you know, hit by 2 pints of that MD-2020 before learning this language, because,
No,
nah,
they
are
Irish.
Damn. Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous? Comment vous appelez-vous?
Ladies who launch, what the hell is that?
Okay.
Bonsoir.
We're going to move on past that one. Bonsoir, B-O-N-S-O-I-R. I know y'all done heard that. Good evening.
Bonsoir.
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 And side note, they also can be used, once again, to say hello or goodbye in the evening.
Bonsoir.
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 All right. Here they go. A-U space R-E-V-O-I-R, which we already heard Pepe Le Pew say.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.
He put a H in that motherfucker. Don't it sound you got a H in there? Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Goodbye, goddammit.
Au revoir. Au revoir, bitches.
Au revoir.
I like it. Oh, my God.
Au revoir, bitches.
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Uh-oh. I'm fine, and you?
Je vais bien. Et vous? Je vais bien. Et vous? Je
vais bien. Et vous?
Side note is Kava et toi is less formal way of saying that. Kava et toi.
Kava et toi.
I'd rather say that than that shit there.
Je vais bien.
Je vais
bien. You say less smoke in French.
Je vais bien. Hey, real. Je vais.
How you tell a chick to go down on you in French?
Je vais bien.
Nigga, you got the app, shit.
It don't go that far. Come on now. Shit. Come on, brother. Don't do me.
Ain't an app for getting head in different languages?
Oh, my God.
Guess we're going to have to make an app for that. You know what I'm saying? These are hood apps, hoodie apps that apply to the real shit that we need them for. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, can I get some head tonight? El Hedo, El Bicho Noche. Anyway, keep your motherfucking moving. Y'all ain't entertaining to my motherfucking twisted language. Shit.
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Okay. Je vais bien. Et tu? Et vous?
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Et vous?
Je vais bien. Et vous? Je vais bien. Et vous? Je vais bien. Et vous? Je vais bien. Et vous?
Je vais bien.
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Et vous? J-E space V-A-I-S space B-I-E-N, which is just like saying bien in Spanish, same fucking shit. E-T space V-O-U-S question mark. And
je vais bien. Et vous?
Je...
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Je vais bien.
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Et vous? Because you don't say the S's at the end. They don't pronounce the S's. So that's why you're je vais bien. Et vous?
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Et vous?
Je vais bien. Et vous?
Fuck is up, vous.
Je vais bien. Et vous? All right, moving. Oh, shit, here we go. This is, I'm sorry, when spoken by a male, when apologizing.
Je suis désolé.
Désolé. Man, I ain't gonna speak this shit, man. Hey, can you see me up? I gotta get off my show. I gotta get out of my show, man.
Oh, yeah. We're riding on over there.
Hey, allez boire avec vous. Allez boire.
Au revoir. Bonsoir.
Allez boire.
Hey, what's today's show about?
Today's Takeover Tuesday. We just taking over with some shit.
Oh, okay. That means you got to call the Say Now line there. Take that shit on.
Yeah, call. And it will call the Say Now line.
Going in. It's going in. All right, y'all, that's 186-point deuce on your San Jose, California dial. It's going down right here.
Yeah.
And that's right next after this here, man. We'll be right over there. Yeah, straight low regular on right there. Mr. Goofy Bone holding down real big. And, yeah, we're going to get into one more, man, because I don't even know how to say this, but fuck it. Oh, okay. Je suis désolé.
Je suis désolé.
Je suis désolé. J-E space S-U-I-S space D-E-S-O-L-E with the little tilde marks or accent marks at the top of them. Je suis désolé.
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 Mother.
Je suis désolé.
When a je suis désolé, when a female says it.
Je suis désolé.
So if you ever heard, she says désolé, désolé, sorry.
Non.
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 No.
No.
No. Means no. N-O-N. No.
No.
Why the fuck y'all just can't say no? But all right.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you.
Merci.
M-E-R-C-I. Merci.
Merci. Merci.
Oh, merci, merci, me. Oh.
L'eau.
Can I have a glass of l'eau?
L'eau.
L. What is that? Apostrophe E-A-U? Water?
L'eau.
That's the feminine form. L'eau.
De.
And then the number two is de.
De.
D-E-U-X.
De.
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 Two. De.
De. Je suis américain.
Je suis américain. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We got 3 minutes left up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Got to get on over here and do what it do in the 186-point Deuce Land. Call some chicks up on the Say Now Network. And, yeah, talk some shit to them live on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Live on the radio. And don't forget each and every Tuesday, man. You know what I'm saying? We get into it real big. Doing what it do, you dig? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get on up out of here. You know, shout out DJ Party Time, the old record of game entertainment crew, Miss John New. And everybody riding with us coming through. You already know how we do. And getting up out of here with my homeboy T-Jeezy, man, because this is what we do anyway. Fucking hustle all day, hustle all night. Let's Learn Language Tuesday right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And you know, we're in that two-day countdown to the motherfucking one-year anniversary. 1 year and radio, goddammit. Yeah, we've been holding it down. Peace out, man. I'll let y'all on the flip side.